Madam Secretary, first case, please.
Okay, so the first application is case 11,900. Rodney and Beverly Mears seek a special use exception for an assisted living facility. Sections 115-23C4 and 115-210-3D of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast corner of Paradise Road and Persimmon Tree Lane. The 911 address is 21311 Paradise Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 133, Map 9, Parcel 19.01. Specifically, they're requesting a special use exception for an assisted living facility. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, just real quick, Mr. and Mrs. Mears, if you would first state your name and place of residence for the record.
I live at 30504 Beaver Dam Branch Road. My name is Beverly Mears.
Okay.
Rodney Mears, 30504 Beaver Dam Branch Road, Lowell, Delaware.
Okay, and the testimony you're about to give is under oath, so do you both swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth during these proceedings?
Yes.
I do.
Okay. And you may proceed.
All right, thank you. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Can you present your case into the board?
I actually did a PowerPoint, so it might be easier for the people to see, and I did actually give a copy of it to you as well.
Okay.
Rodney and I purchased a home, single story, 3 years ago. It's a three-bedroom rancher located on Paradise Road in Georgetown. We'd actually like to convert that into an assisted living or rest residential facility care home. The home has been renovated and will meet the requirements of long-term care. There will be staffing to meet the requirements of long-term care as well. Those requirements happen to be that there's a registered nurse on site at least 8 hours weekly. I'm a nurse. I'm actually the director of nurses at Laughlin Park in Seaford, Delaware, so I'll be fulfilling that requirement. Also, there's a requirement that there's staff members around the clock capable of providing the care that's necessary to meet the needs of those that are living in the home. And so, therefore, it will be a CNA, a nurse care provider, that would be in the home 24 hours a day to care for the individuals that live there. The residents living in the home upon admission may need some assistance with ADLs, bathing, toileting, dressing, eating, those types of basic needs. All the meals, snacks, and care will be provided, as well as assistance with medications. There's a class that they have to take in order to be able to become proficient to include those medications, and those have to be turned into the state for them to follow up as well. We actually sent a letter to all the people that lived in the neighborhood on December the 26th. We sent the letter out. On January the 3rd, we had an open house from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock to invite the people that were in the neighborhood around. They could kind of come, look at the home, ask questions, become familiar with what the plan was that we had. Actually, there was about 30 people that came, which was a really nice outcome, so we could share with them what our vision was for the home. And that's just a copy of the letter. That's actually a picture of the home. There's the aerial view that you had. There is a building that has been removed since then, but that's the picture of the home. It's already wheelchair accessible with a ramp there in the front. I wanted to take some pictures of the inside of the home so that you could actually see that it is definitely a home-like environment. It's a three-bedroom story rancher. It is converted into wheelchair accessible. It can accommodate, the one is the dining room, the other is the kitchen. There is two bathrooms, and the other one is the front room where they could, you know, either socialize, play cards, you know, engage, do activities, anything along those lines. I also wanted to let you know what the services would be that we would be able to offer: 24-hour staffing, home-style dining, personal care, bathing, dressing, assistance with medications, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech could be available on-site as well, housekeeping, laundry services, and local transportation. I put some amenities there: dining room, activities, sitting area. Certainly there'll be a telephone there. If they need a private line, there would be a number for the home, but if they want their own personal private line, then that would be an additional fee. The cable will be enclosed outdoor area, and there's also a backyard that's enclosed as well. So if their grandchildren or someone came, and then any activities we would have would be there in the back of the facility as well. Mission statement is to provide quality care and improve quality of life to those we care for. Delaware Long-Term Care will be inspecting the facility as well to ensure that we've met the regulations and requirements for the assisted living rest residential prior to licensure. They will also do unannounced annual and periodic inspections to assure that their rules and regulations are being maintained by us. One of the questions that I was understanding that you guys would ask was, did I feel that it would substantially or adversely affect the neighboring or surrounding properties? I don't feel as though it would, because even though it's going to be functioning 24/7, there will only be one staff member there at any given time, except for two when they're actually doing the change of shift. The home is on an acre of land, so it's not, it gets very close, but it up to another home on the area. There could only be a maximum of four people that could live there. Delaware Long-Term Care has regulations about how much space can be for anyone living in a particular area. So if it were a husband and wife, they could actually occupy one room. The other two bedrooms could only be occupied by one individual apiece. So at max, it could only be four people there. Parking, as you've seen from the picture previously, there's a horseshoe driveway as well as parking in front of the garage. And there's certainly room to expand parking areas if needed. The population is certainly going to be senior, so hopefully we won't have that loud music rocking and carrying on in the neighborhood. The backyard is enclosed, certainly would accommodate any outdoor activities. There should not be any more than normal daily traffic in and out of a home that had, you know, three or four people that lived in the house. And the appearance will be maintained as a residential home, so therefore it certainly wouldn't stand out in the community. And that's all that I have.
All right. Okay, let's see if there are any questions from members of the board. I'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
I think you've answered the question that's before us. Will it substantially affect adversely the uses in neighboring and adjacent properties? Nothing. You don't feel that it's anything out of the ordinary than a regular home, with the exception of an employee that no different than a housekeeper that someone might hire, or you know, a visiting nurse or that sort of thing. So no other type of activity other than people living there.
Correct.
Okay. And a maximum of four people. Okay, I have no other questions.
Thank you, Mr. Mills. Mr. Hudson.
You probably hit on this, but just to repeat it, what would be the perfect candidate for your assisted living?
Delaware Long-Term Care has rules. The person cannot be bedridden more than 14 days. They cannot have a stage 4 or 5 acute ulcer, which is a bed sore. They have to be having need. They can't be totally dependent on any particular care that they have. They have to need assistance with those. Someone that lives at home and can't cut their grass, can't maintain their yard, can't cook their meals, can't do their medications, can't provide their care. They need someone to do that for them. Living at home, they have to pay their taxes, have to pay their rent, lot, whatever it happens to be. They could actually save that, spend it in a different direction, and get that 24-hour care. Not alone in their home, but with other people their age, that they would have things in common and be able to have some interactions with others.
Thank you. And one more question. Could you describe the neighborhood in the area that you're in?
It's surrounded by a lot of farmland. There's an average of, I'm trying to think, there's children as well as up to 91 years old. The gentleman across the street is 91.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You've answered my question. Mr. Burton?
Is there cooking there, too?
Yes, sir.
You're doing the cooking?
The staff that are there will be doing the cooking, but so yes, will be provided.
So it's more than one person will be there, or coming in at like lunchtime, or more people coming in at dinner?
There'll be one staff member to three and or four patients, residents, care that will be living there.
Okay.
So that one person would certainly be able to prepare meals for breakfast, lunch, dinner snacks for those individuals.
Okay. Okay. No other questions?
Are there any further questions?
Yeah, just for clarification's sake, because the application talked about a three-bed facility, but you talked about four residents. Could you just clarify that a little more?
Based on the rules from Delaware Long-Term Care, there has to be 5 foot of living space between two people who are not related for a husband and wife. So therefore, the rooms won't accommodate that. So unless it's a husband and wife that are married, that could occupy two into one room.
Okay.
And then one into each of the other two, which would equal out to be the four. If they're not married, then it could only accommodate three.
Okay. So the three, that's with the three beds,
yes,
versus the four people. Okay.
Yes.
So, all right, so it's four people.
So, unless there was one husband and wife, there would only be allowed to be
three people.
Yeah, right.
Understood, okay.
Okay.
And so, then, and then just to clarify the staff, how many people are there at any one time during, like, any one shift?
There will be one for, whether it's an 8 or a 12, you know, because we can bounce between the two. So one for 8 to 4, 4 to 12, 12 to 8. Then there'll be, the nurse has to come for 8 hours per week. Then when they're changing over shift, whether it's the 4, 12, or 8, would be just to get report, for them to report off, okay, and that person to leave and the other person to stay.
Okay, because in the packet it talked about 6 to 8 staff members on a full or part-time basis, but that's total. That's not at any one time. Okay.
It's full-time and part-time?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I have a question.
Okay. That's the only questions I had. Thank you.
I got one more question. Are you allowed to have, say, two married couples there?
If I do, then I won't be able to have, because my questions are only for up to 4.
Okay.
The regs change. If you have 5 or greater, there's a different set of regs, because there's more people, more staff, more requirements, more regulations. So I'm starting out small.
Okay.
And going to shoot at the 4, and then if things go, then we'll look at another facility doing something different later.
So you, okay, so you can't get bigger in that operation unless
not
you change,
in that home, no sir.
Just change the rules.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask one more follow-up question?
Sure.
Licensing, are you licensed now, or do you have to get this approval first and then go get the chicken and egg
kind
of thing?
They will not give me, they won't even come and do the inspection until I'm 100% complete, get approval from you, then I file an application. They take up to 3 months to let me know if I've done everything right or if we've done something wrong.
Okay. That's what I figured.
It's kind of thrown out there.
So this is the first step.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. Okay, any further questions?
No, thanks.
Excuse me, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? All right, sir. Would you like to come up and speak?
You all can take a seat.
You can sit down here if you would like. Okay. And you need to go up there and be sworn in, sir, if you would, please.
Okay. Sir, if you'd give your name and state or address for the record.
Wayne Pepper, 26354 Shortland Road, Georgetown.
Okay. And Mr. Pepper, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth during these proceedings?
I do.
Okay. Thanks.
Good evening, sir.
I'm one of the neighbors. I live 2 houses away. I'm familiar with the property. I used to own it. I sold it to Rodney's parents many years ago. After Rodney's father passed away, he bought the house from the siblings, and he's completely remodeled it inside and out. It looks like a new house. And everything he's done on the property is to improve the property, improve the neighborhood. And it's a very nice facility. They had an open house last week, and they had all the neighbors in and answered all the questions. And I thought they did a great job, and I think they'll do a great job if they're allowed to have it.
And do you you don't feel that this would have a substantial adverse effect on the neighboring properties at all?
No, I do not.
Thank you.
And my son lives right next door.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Any questions?
No questions.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in opposition to this application? Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, there's a lot of additional information that was presented that I'd like to review before I make a decision. If that suits and pleases the others, then I'll make a motion that we table it to our next regular meeting.
Okay. Mr. Burtman, how do you...
I feel the same way before I make
it. Mr. Edson.
I would agree and second the motion.
Okay. Excuse me. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 11,900 until our next regular meeting again, which will be January the 23rd. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,900 is tabled. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you very much.
You'll get my pizza now.
Enjoy.
You leaving?
He's going to get his pizzas, yeah.
Oh, you're going to get the pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
It may take a little longer than you expect. That's all.
See you, Vince.
Thanks.
Okay, have a nice evening.
Thank you.